USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Former President Donald Trump, in an interview Sunday, called the attack on Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in their San Francisco home a terrible thing, as he railed against crime in Democrat-led cities. With Paul Pelosi, that's a terrible thing. With all of them, it's a terrible thing, Trump said in an interview with Americano Media, a conservative Spanish-language outlet. Look at what's happening to San Francisco generally. Look at what's happening in Chicago. It was far worse than Afghanistan. Indiana police have a man in custody for a years-old case.
A Delphi, Indiana man, Richard Allen, has been arrested for the 2017 murders of 8th graders Abby Williams and Libby German. Indiana State Police made the announcement at a news conference Monday. Best friends 13-year-old Libby and 14-year-old Abby were on a hiking trail in rural Delphi when they were killed. No other details have been released. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
We have an update on that story for you. With Allen's arrest, this ends a mystery that has gripped the nation since 2017. Indiana State Police Superintendent Doug Carter announced Monday that Allen was taken into custody last Friday and has been charged with two counts of murder. Mike Patty, Libby's grandfather, says he's heartbroken that the suspected killer was a member of their small community, hiding in plain sight all this time.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening that a member of our community could do this. Somebody with, you know, can do this to somebody within their own community, or just do this. Period.
Brazil electing Lula da Silva, known simply as Lula, to the presidency, ousting Jair Bolsonaro after 4 years of increasingly right-wing rule. Brazilian Carla Munoz voted for Lula. She says Brazil deserves a better leader than someone like Bolsonaro.
Bolsonaro was always racist and homophobic, and there wouldn't be a reason for him to be a president of Brazil, a country that has many different people.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Richard Allen has been charged in the 2017 Delphi double murders of Libby German and Abigail Williams. Two girls went missing back in February of that year after failing to meet with their parents following a hike. Their bodies were found the following day, and one of the victims filmed the suspect on Snapchat, a key piece of evidence in the case. Liberty's grandmother, Becky Patty, reacted to the news of the arrest.
We're all just kind of feeling our way and figuring out what our purpose is now. What do we do next?
Allen has lived in his Delphi home since 2011 and worked at the local CVS pharmacy. Got a schedule change for you. World Series Game 3 has been postponed until Tuesday night because of rain in Philadelphia. ESPN's Tim Kirchin says the forecast is better for the rest of the week.
It's going to be a miserable night. The next three nights here are going to be beautiful, and Major League Baseball wants to play under the best conditions possible.
Because of the rainout, Kirchin says the whole schedule will be moved back a day.
There will be a travel day on Friday because Major League Baseball does not want a team arriving in Houston at 5 o'clock in the morning and playing a World Series game that night.
Michigan State head coach Mel Tucker spoke to the media on Sunday and addressed the postgame tunnel incident from Saturday when several of his players roughed up a couple of members of Michigan's team.
Michigan State football is about integrity, discipline, unselfishness, toughness, and accountability.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.